dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
Israel, after more than two agonizing years, a long-awaited moment, the release of the last remaining hostages. Upon their return, the ex-hostages turned over to a caregiver team. Professor Noah Alakim Raz is the head of the returning hostages unit at Rabin Medical Center.
After Israel, President Trump travels to Egypt for an international summit with more than 20 world leaders. They will discuss how to turn the first phase of the ceasefire into a permanent peace. Among the topics, how Hamas will disarm and who will be responsible for rebuilding, securing, and governing Gaza.
President Trump also meeting with hostage families in Tel Aviv and addressing the Knesset, the Israeli parliament. While traveling on Air Force One Sunday, President Trump with a warning to Russia about its war in Ukraine, saying he may send long-range Tomahawk missiles if Moscow doesn't settle the war soon. He says he talked about those missiles on the phone with Ukraine's President Zelensky earlier. This is ABC News. A number one that falls short among moviegoers this past weekend.
This is the end of mankind.
Tron: Ares powered up the weekend movie box office grid on top, but Disney's third entry in the sci-fi franchise fell short of expectations. Despite some favorable reviews, the film starring Jared Leto, Greta Lee, and Jeff Bridges earned $35.5 million in North America, said ComScore estimates Sunday.
The escaped convict known as the Roofman.
Roofman, starring Channing Tatum and Kirsten Dunst in a blue-collar dramedy, opened in second place with $8 million. One battle after another was third, and Gabby's Dollhouse fourth.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The remnants of Typhoon Halong in the Pacific has brought massive flooding to the western ranges of Alaska in the last 24 hours. Coast Guard, Alaska State Troopers, and Alaska's Air National Guard aiding in the rescue effort. There were reports that multiple homes were swept away. At least 34 people have been rescued. Officials say three people remain unaccounted for. Dave Packer, ABC News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a chance of showers. We'll see a low around 52. Slight chance of a shower to start your Monday, then becoming sunny in the afternoon with highs in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. Monday night, clear, 41. Tuesday, partly sunny with highs near 60.
It's 57 at our studios.
WGBW. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
To us, 97.9 WGBW.
97.9
average guy, no football hero or smooth on one.
on a roof.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs and all my cares just drift right into space. Fresh and sweet. I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof, the only place I know, where you just have to wish to make it so. Telling you right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble brews. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof, up on the roof.
I look at you.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, where Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is on every Monday through Friday from 6 until 8 p.m. Pete is wired into the Wisconsin entertainment community and also has guests from, well, nationwide acts, too. Pete Schwabba with Nightlight, weekdays 6 until 9 on your home for local news, timeless hits, and fun entertainment with Pete, 97.9 WGBW.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Oh,
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater.
I'm going back someday. Come what may to Blue Bay.
Friday, October 24th.
I've been cheated.
Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org or listen to 97.9 WGBW for your chance to win tickets.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
Friday, October 24th, the Meyer Theater, with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Told me, be sensible with your new love. Don't be fooled, thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind, kiss me. Say adieu, so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you. Kiss me, kiss me. When you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say adieu, so kiss me. Kiss me, make me tell you I'm in love with you. Never, never, never let me go. Never, never, never let me go.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her ears.
you home drops on a cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Take me.
Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. But Monday morning, Monday morning couldn't guarantee.
That Monday evening you would still be here with me.
Every other day. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
local news, timeless hits, WGBW, broadcasting from our studios downwind from the Bratz at Lambeau Field.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. We have Mike Clemens Sports on the air Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mike is embedded with the Packers, brings you everything from practice and every game start to finish with updates throughout the day. Mike Clemens' award-winning sports and coverage of the Packers right here on your home for local news, timeless hits, Packer updates too. It's 97.9 WGBW.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
late on in time to see me again. Oh, what can I do? 'Cause I'm feeling blue. I can't use and still my blues. My love's too strong. Oh, baby, you see what come back to me.
gonna meet.
Traveling to Tel Aviv ahead of the overnight release of the remaining hostages held by Hamas. An Air Force One Trump optimistic and firm about the end of fighting in Gaza.
The war is over. The war is over. Okay, you understand that?
Also part of the ceasefire, the release of more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners and detainees held by Israel. Multiple deadly mass shootings across the U.S. over the weekend. 4 people are dead and 16 more injured after shooting at a bar in South Carolina that happened before 1 o'clock Sunday morning. This comes after multiple deadly shootings in Mississippi, 2 of them around separate high school homecoming events. At least six people killed at a downtown after-party after the Leland High School football game. At least 16 others were wounded. The other shooting was in Heidelberg, Mississippi. Two people killed and an 18-year-old in custody. And one person dead after a shooting on the campus of Alcorn State University. And a child was shot in the abdomen. This is ABC News. A federal appeals court blocking the Trump administration from deploying federalized National Guard troops anywhere in the state of Illinois. President Trump says he wants them in Chicago to help fight crime and claiming that Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker should be jailed. Vice President J.D. Vance telling ABC's This Week.